New Mexico actually has a very generous retirement package for public employees, and folks in state government say this is a powerful tool for attracting workers.
Back at you with another episode of Your New Mexico Government. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Khalil Ekolona. The idea of dedicating years of your life working for the state and contributing to the prosperity of New Mexico sounds good. Having a pension that accounts for cost of living increases sounds even better. Yet, before any of that can happen, the pension system has to be solvent because people are living longer. Today, we take a look at PARA, the Public Employees Retirement Association of New Mexico, and see how lawmakers are attempting to get it fixed. Gwyneth Dolan from New Mexico PBS joins me to break it down. Your New Mexico Government starts now. This is Your New Mexico Government giving you the latest rundown from the Roundhouse. Here with me from New Mexico PBS is Gwyneth Dolan. Gwyneth, how's it going?
I'm so well. Thanks for having me, Khalil.
Thank you. Thank you for being with me. Now, we're going to talk about PARA and what it is. But for the listeners who don't know, can you briefly explain to them what PARA is?
So if you work for a city government or a county government, if you work for the state, then you are almost always automatically enrolled in the Public Employees Retirement Association, the Public Pension Fund. So that's what it is. It covers a huge number of people in the state.
Okay, so it covers everybody who's worked for the state who get their pensions. They work for the state for 25, 30 years. You pay into it, and you're expected to get your money in. Now, PARA has been having problems for quite a while now. What essentially are the main problems going on with the system?
Well, we don't really have problems that are fantastically different from anyone else's or even slightly different, right? The problem we have in New Mexico is the problem we have in other states and in this country, which is people are living longer. So when the pension system was invented 100 years ago, you know, people would live, they would retire at 55 or 60 and they'd live to 65, maybe something like that, 70. But now people are working the same amount of years, putting the same amount of money in, but then they're living 25, 30 years after retiring. So there's just not enough money to pay people all the way out. And this is how a pension is different from your 401k. If you have a 401k, you put money in the stock market, it makes money, woohoo, you're great.
Yeah.
You have X number of dollars, so you have $10, you put them in the market, and now you have $12. Great. Mm-hmm. But a pension fund says, when you retire, we're going to give you $10 every, you know, month until you die. Well, so you can see where the problem is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a big problem with that. One, insolvency for the system. And then the second, cost of living. You give someone $10 a month until they die. And if we're living longer, cost of living does nothing but go up generally. That is a major problem. So what are legislators in New Mexico doing to attempt to fix that?
Well, you know, the PARA has a cost of living increase that's a set amount. And one of the ways that lawmakers are proposing to fix that is by, instead of giving a fixed cost of living increase in your retirement benefits every year, they're going to tie it to the success of the investments. So if the investments do really well, you'll get a little more. But if the investments don't do very well, then you'll get less. So, you know, what the managers of the fund say is they've been overpaying cost of living increases for a long time. So they need to bring them closer to reality. They're also going to ask public employees to pay a little bit more for a little while. And the state is going to contribute a little bit more for a little while. They're also going to take some of this year's surplus, not a ton of money, but a nice chunk, and put it in there as a one-time bump.
So
they say that should put it on track in the next, you know, 20, 25 years.
So in the next 20, 25 years, with employees paying a little bit more, the state paying a little bit more, this one-time bump of the allocation of these surplus funds that we have, in 25 years, the system should be solvent, and should is in air quotes?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, it's hard to tell what is going to happen in the future, but what we do know is it's $7 billion bucks short right now.
Wow.
So They need to make that up, and they think this is going to do it. It's got bipartisan support. I interviewed Representative Phelps Anderson from Roswell today, and he's one of the sponsors. He's on board. He says the thing is moving quickly. We were in the roundhouse today while the Senate passed it, so it's going to go to the House next.
A question about it. So the bill seems to be based off of a profit-sharing model based on the importance and the success of the stocks. Are there any legislators or lawmakers out there who are suggesting maybe they give the cost of living raise that's more akin to the raise in inflation?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The vast majority of state employees work in Santa Fe and Albuquerque, right? Public employees concentrated in Santa Fe and Albuquerque. So as you can imagine, lawmakers from those areas are looking at this very closely because this is their constituents they want to take care of.
Yeah.
And, you know, as the Secretary of Workforce Solutions, Bill McCamley, he's a former state representative, he told me today, all of the public employee unions support this. They get it. They understand. They know that employees are going to have to give a little more, but they see the state giving more, and they think this is going to work. But there are some folks in the Public Employees Retirement Association. It's an association of public employees, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are not so excited about it. So it is going, it's like we've said, we're going to give you this much money every year, and it's going to increase by this much. And now they're saying, well, we're going to give you a little less, essentially.
Ah, they're giving a little less. And inconsistencies, and that's got to be very difficult, particularly for some of the elders who are retirees, who are living on a fixed income.
Yeah, I mean, what we're talking about is in the neighborhood of 2-3%.
Okay.
You know, so if you are making $75,000 a year in your pension, 3% of that is $2,200. So it's not all or nothing. What we're talking about is, you know, taking that down by, I don't know, $750. It is a significant amount of money. But what they're saying is we can deal with these little, and they're pushing it out 3 years, so it wouldn't happen immediately.
Okay.
But they're saying we need to make these incremental reforms because otherwise it's not going to be you get $75,000 a year plus this other money. It's going to be like you get nothing.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
you get far less because if they don't have enough money, there are people who just, they won't get what they were promised.
Yeah, not at all. And I'm sure there's a lot of lessons to be learned from the financial crash of 2008. There's a lot of lessons to be learned. I've read somewhere that due to this basic these troubles that we have, it's lowered the credit rating for the state and Albuquerque?
Well, the way it works is if you are in a risky situation, and, you know, again, Bill McCamley put it this way, on the show, you'll hear it on New Mexico, see it on New Mexico on Focus this Friday night at 7. What he says is this is not unlike your credit rating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there spending a lot more money than you have, and it looks like you're not going to pay your credit card bills, if you stop paying your credit card bills, your credit rating goes down and you can't borrow any more money. Nobody's going to give you a credit card, right? And so if the state continues to look like it is not going to be able to meet its promises on retirement, that's going to look like a big risky mess to investors. And what they will do is charge us more interest on the money we borrow, which comes out of every taxpayer's pocket, one way or the other. So everyone in this state, all of these state lawmakers care about the state's bond rating. They care about the state's credit rating in essence, right? So everybody knows this has to be fixed sooner or later. Some of the debate is just, do we need to do it right now? And do we need to do it this way? But it looks to me like it seems to be cruising along and it may pass.
And it looks like it's going to pass in this 30-day session. And that's good. Well, it's good to know that there's a bipartisan support. Is it overwhelming bipartisan support, or are there a good number of members from both parties who are abstaining from support?
You know, I walked out of the Senate chambers and I heard that it passed. I got a news release, but I did not note those numbers. But, you know, there's always a chance that it won't fly. That's entirely possible. But there is significant pressure to fix it one way or the other.
Okay. This is a big fix. Yeah, it's important for, particularly as the state really attempts through their education initiatives to get the best and the brightest to not only stay in New Mexico and work and help out the state, but also become public servants where they work for the state and for the city. You have to be able to ensure that they'll be taken care of once they've stayed and dedicated a majority of their lives to said work.
New Mexico actually has a very generous retirement package for public employees. And folks in state government say this is a powerful tool for attracting workers from out of state. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons they want to protect it so much, is because they believe they can attract high quality workers from other places.
That's perfect. I really hope they get this system fixed. If that is the case, let's get this system fixed and move on and help New Mexico rise to the top. Well, be sure to check out New Mexico In Focus on Friday as Gwyneth Dolan gives you more of this great information. Gwyneth, thank you for your reporting and your analysis, and thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
That's about all the time we have for today's show. I want to give many thanks to Gwyneth Dolan from New Mexico PBS. Thanks for calling in and providing insight on PARA and how it affects thousands of New Mexicans. Be sure to see her work on New Mexico In Focus Friday night at 7 on New Mexico PBS. Check us out tomorrow when my guest is Christina Carrion from the Alamogordo Daily News. And for everyone here at Your New Mexico Government, I'm Khalil A. Colonna. Thanks for listening. Your New Mexico Government is a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico PBS, and the Santa Fe Reporter. Funding for our legislative coverage is provided in part by the Thornburg Foundation and the New Mexico Local News Fund.